The Intricacies of Equity release. Bernard Seymour explains how this specialist form of borrowing works. I read recently that the first person who will live to 150 has already been born. This may be fake news, but what is true is that we are all living longer and looking for ways not only to protect our money, but to make it last for as long as we need. One of the products available for a person over 55 who owns their own home is equity release. I must stress that I am not giving any financial advice about whether this product is a good option. Everyone's circumstances are different, but I thought it may be helpful to explain how equity release works and some of the points you should look out for. When you sign up for equity release, you are looking to release funds, equity, from your home whilst you continue to live there. It is a specialist form of borrowing. Interest accumulates on the borrowed amount and the loan is usually paid back when you die or go into long-term care. You do not have to make repayments, although there are some lenders that allow you to do so, which will reduce the outstanding balance. I have set out some questions you may want to consider if you are thinking about equity release. 1. Is the financial advisor charging a fee? If so, do you want to add this to the loan? Interest will then be charged, or pay this separately? 2. What is the interest rate and will that change over the years? Ask for examples of what the interest rate looks like in actual money. 3. If your circumstances change and you want to repay the money early, is there a penalty? 4. When the money is repaid at the end of the term, is there a fee? 5. What other costs are involved? For example, the lender will want a valuation of your home and some may charge for this. Any reputable equity release lender will be signed up to the Equity Release Council's Consumer Charter, which includes a guarantee that you, or your estate, will never go into negative equity. This means that no matter how much interest accumulates, the total sum owed will not exceed the value of your home. The most important advice I can give is always to take professional advice from a financial advisor who is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. The CSPA works with approved financial advisors, so you may wish to make inquiries with them. A financial advisor will also be able to advise you on other options available that may be more suitable for your own circumstances. Article ends.